This is Nikki Bruno, as always, with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who've gone through absolute caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. And we are here today with Steph Palermo. I'm so happy you're here. Welcome, Steph.
I'm thrilled to be here, Nikki. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's my pleasure. Steph, in a couple of sentences, would you please share with us who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day?
Yes, my name is Steph Palermo. As you said, I am from Medford, Massachusetts. I am an intuitive coach, international speaker, talk show host, and author. And I'm every day building my business. I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm building my coaching business as well as writing my books and managing my team.
That's a busy lady. Absolutely. Awesome. So Steph, as you know, this is a podcast for and by women who have been through really difficult traumatic situations. Would you please summarize for us what you went through and what was the worst part?
Well, I was born with a rare disorder called Poulin syndrome, which is basically a limb difference. And they don't know why or how it happens. They think it's during the 6 week of gestation. And, you know, for time purposes, basically, I was born without fingers on my right hand and without a pectoral muscle. So I had to live with that through the 70s when kids weren't always so nice. I struggled with doing things that people take for granted, like, you know, peeling potatoes and all of that. I also grew up in a very Sicilian home. And in all of these things, and this lack of self-esteem sort of catapulted me into decisions that I made in terms of, you know, getting married and staying in relationships that were not serving me. And I think the worst part of it is the fact that looking back now, I really did not see my value. I hated myself. I struggled with food and weight and staying in relationships that didn't serve me and aligning myself with people that made me feel as bad as I felt about myself. And then, you know, having kids and then, you know, getting divorced and then trying to live a life and having to get my head back screwed on straight so that I could be a normal, well, whatever normal is, a high functioning, happy person in my own skin and happy with the life that I have.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of being happy and speaking of being functional and speaking of being on the other side of some really rough stuff, and you went through it, it really takes a warrior to get to that other side. What's the best thing about being there right now?
Oh, you know, this is the best thing. And if I could tell anybody, it's freedom. It's freedom from toxic relationships. It's freedom from worry. I don't worry about, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm free from the depressing past. I'm free to live my life and to love the way that I want to and to choose what I want to do and to choose my life and my path every day. Freedom is the bottom line.
Amazing. That tears are coming to my eyes when I hear about folks talking about freedom and being free. I really relate to that on a personal level. That's huge. Being free, by the way, and being autonomous, meaning you're in charge of your own life, is what positive psychologists say is the number one contributor to happiness. So if you want to be happy, be autonomous, be in control of your own life, 100%. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Steph, who are some other brave warriors like you who've gone through some caca and come out on the other side and would be really good guests for this podcast?
Well, the one person that came to my mind, and it is so crazy, I'm in Atlanta and I literally bumped into her by accident. Her name is Elaine Sterling. Elaine is amazing. She came here from South Africa and she basically hit rock bottom through divorces, sleeping on the floor. She has an amazing story. She went through cancer and she started her own skincare line and esthetician school. She's rocking it here in Atlanta. She's amazing. And I've had her on my radio show several times, and she is just a great guest to have on. She's got an amazing story.
Awesome. I'm ready to witness her rocking it right on this podcast if she'll do it.
I told her.
Awesome. It's great. Thank you. So here we have come to the nugget, the essence of this podcast, which is, what is one piece of advice that you would give, maybe two pieces, that you would give to a woman who's listening right now, and she is in the muck. She's in the middle of the caca. How would you advise her to get to the other side?
This is what I would say, and, you know, without getting into, because we don't know specifics. So in general, so when somebody's in a place, in a dark place, their scenery is so dark. It's like the scary forest. They don't know what is where. They don't know who to trust. They're just in, you know, rock bottom. And the best advice I can give to anybody who's struggling is to really figure out what feels good in their soul and do the next right thing that feels good for them, and take one step at a time, one step at a time, the next right thing that feels good, the next right thing that feels good. And pretty soon you're going to lift your gaze and the scenery will have changed.
That's magic.
So it sounds like it's just kind of woo-woo, but really if you really align with what is good for you and yeah. what is not working, and figure it out and just do the next right thing, next right things are going to keep adding up, and yeah. your life is going to change, and you're going to, yeah. you know, you're going to be a week, a month, 6 months into it, and you're a different person.
I love that. And I completely agree with you. And I'm going to ask a little follow-up. How do you talk to and listen to your soul to find out what's aligned with it?
A lot of times we don't know what feels good, but we know what doesn't feel good.
Okay. And
so when we figure out what feels bad, well, what feels bad? Is it the way this person is talking to me? Is it my job? Is it the fact that I have no money? Is it the fact that, you know, maybe I lost somebody through death or divorce? What feels bad? And then you start to say, well, what can I do to fill that void, to feel better? Do I need to get a new job? Do I need to walk away from a toxic person? Do I need to make adjustments? Maybe, you know, you might have kids that are giving you a hard time. Maybe we need to sit down. Maybe we need to go to a counselor. You have to look at what doesn't feel good to figure out what could feel right.
That's really interesting, because that's the yin and the yang, right? And I think over time we build the muscle of talking to our intuition and talking to our soul to a place where we start to sense what feels good.
Right. And then you have to figure out what really makes you happy. You know, is it painting? Is it writing? Is it, you know, where are you the happiest? And sometimes, even if it's just going to the beach and sitting on the beach for an hour, for, you know, because you don't have any money, but you need to just, maybe that will help you feel good. Whatever it is.
Totally legit. Awesome. I love it. I live near the beach. I'm so psyched about that. So, Steph, since we're all about being epic on this podcast, if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I thought about this because I've written blogs about me being, you know, a mutant, and because of my limb difference and then also some of my intuitive gifts. But if I had to have more superpowers, because we all have great ones, mm-hmm. I think I would like to bilocate so I could be with more people.
Whoa, bilocate. That's a word I've never heard in my whole life, and I'm so excited to have learned it.
Well, I think, you know, that would be, I could touch more people in a real present way, not just on internet.
Yeah, you totally could. Yeah, we live in an analog world, and sometimes we forget that. That is so awesome. Steph, thank you for being my guest today. Where can we find you online?
I'm juststeph.com. I'm on Facebook, juststeph, Twitter, Instagram, on my YouTube channel, LinkedIn. I'm everywhere.
Awesome. You must have good marketing people because you're the same thing across all platforms.
Yeah.
Good stuff. That's great. I can't wait to learn even more about what you do, Steph. And I am Nikki Bruno with Steph Palermo on the Epic Comeback Podcast. And for more information about how you can stage an epic comeback after a life-shattering experience that's happened to you, please go to theepiccomeback.com.